You mean to strip us of our companies?
No. I mean only to call on you in the direst of circumstances. To come together when the chapter needs you most. Irrespective of your existing duties.
Queld glowered at Mordrin, who had sat through Shrike's speech in solemn silence, barely even acknowledging the other's presence. He turned to Shrike.
Surely this is a matter for the Raven Guard, and not our derivations.
Shrike slammed his fist upon the table.
The Knights of the Raven are our creed. They too share the legacy of Korax. They stand with us as brothers against the dark tide of chaos that threatens to engulf this galaxy. These are dark times, Queld. Do not think for a moment I shall stand for divisiveness or talk of chapter purity. Mordrin deserves his place at this table, and you shall show him respect.
Queld inclined his head in contrition. He hadn't even mentioned Arteryx. He was only a sergeant. Behind Shrike, the sinister figure of Cordai loomed. His bird skull mask bobbed as he moved in a strange parody of the creature it had once belonged to.
And you are certain of this, Chapter Master? This undertaking?
Shrike turned to study the chaplain.
I am certain that I have no choice. That in this time of need, as the tide of the universe turns against us, I see strength in unity between kin. The chance to make a difference. To fight a different kind of war against a different kind of enemy. These four brothers will be the tool I employ to do it.
I stand with you. For Korax.
For Korax.
Mordrin glanced at Queld. His lip curled in a wry smile.
For Korax.
Aye. For Korax. And for the Emperor.